Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, as you've been hearing, clean-up operations in towns and villages in East Cork and West Waterford hit by flooding during Storm Babette are beginning today. Locals are surveying the damage caused as we speak. Well, joining me now to discuss this, we have local Fine Gael councillor and business owner Susan McCarthy and also the owner of wedding accessory shop Magnolia Middleton, Donna Hennessy. I'll come to you, Susan, first. So what we're hearing is that there is fairly widespread anger now in the area given the damage. Will you firstly describe what the day was like for you yesterday and for your family, Susan?
Good morning, Claire. Yeah, look, it has been probably the worst day I have ever experienced professionally, ever. It happened so fast that a lot of businesses just didn't even have time. Those that did have sandbags didn't even get to deploy them. That's how bad it was. It happened in a matter of minutes. I was actually in the property next door that's owned by my mother-in-law, talking to my father, and my phone started ringing, and I turned it on to silent because I was, you know, speaking to him about something. And next thing is I just heard this torrent. I heard this, and I actually firstly thought we've never had the flooding this high in the main street. So I actually originally thought that that a tank had exploded and that there was a leak in the roof. So I went looking there first, and then I came out into the hallway and just saw that the doors were still intact, but there was literally floods coming in the sides of the doors. It was like a torrent. Mm-hmm. It was violent. I've never seen anything quite like it.
Yeah, just the speed of it, it sounds, you know, and you're thinking to yourself, yeah, what is happening here?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, very, very quickly, I realised what was happening. We went to the apartment upstairs, got plastic bags around our feet and tried to make our way through it and into next door where, you know, my our own business is, my husband's business. And the staff there were already kind of starting to move things up higher. But even at that, you know, I mean, it was a few inches high at this stage. We did not expect it to get up to 2.5-3 feet where we are. So, you know, so even the stock that we did, that we thought we were putting into safety, a lot of that is now gone. It's damaged.
Is that the stock in your newsagent's business there?
It's not just the stock in the shop. We have stores. There is a lot of damages. There's, mm-hmm, yeah, it's very, very difficult to say, possibly tens of thousands, you know, there's, yeah, fridges. We have, you know, kind of drinks fridges, ice cream fridges, they were floating, you know, I just never saw anything like it.
Did you get any sleep last night?
I actually was so exhausted. I went to bed at about midnight and I slept for 4 hours, and okay, then I woke at 4 and that was it. But I did have 4 hours at least, which I wasn't expecting. I did think I was going to be tossing and turning all night. I was tossing and turning from 4 a.m. But
And listen, I said at the beginning, Susan, that you're a Fine Gael councillor. Now, the Taoiseach is heading down there. He was here this morning and he was on his way down along with Minister Patrick O'Donovan, rather. What do you think the reaction is going to be to both of them when they get there?
I really don't know, because I think people are genuinely very, very angry. We had the first time that this happened was the 28th of December 2015, and it is indelibly, you know, kind of imprinted on my brain, because I was a councillor at the time too, and luckily our property was only very, very lightly breached at that time. It was only about a centimetre or two. But I spent like the next 2 weeks, Christmas was over, I spent the next 2 weeks trying to help businesses, you know, coordinating basically farmers coming in with pumps and, you know, trying to get dehumidifiers, as well as trying to do everything else, the business of, you know, normal council. Yeah, so it was really,
so you,
really tough.
But you know what's
worse.
Coming.
This but, is actually worse.
Okay,
yeah,
but the flood relief scheme in the area, I know questions are being asked about the promises that have been made in the past. And can you see what has gone wrong?
Well, this is where this is where my anger is being, you know, directed at the moment. You know, the flood relief scheme, we were promised a 5-year plan. That was on the 28th of December 2015. We're now we're nearing the end of 2023. We are nearly 8 years on from that, and it is not even near construction. And I that makes me angry. I'm sorry now that I have to kind of, you know, I have to vent my frustration today. This is not aimed at anybody in particular, but I think that management needs to sit up and do something about this
so
now.
So where is your anger? Where is your anger directed towards?
I suppose the AFRS, you know, the scheme, the flood relief scheme. It's the OPW needs to really pull the finger out here and get you know, because we cannot have any more delays. We just can't. You know, this is people's livelihoods. Mm-hmm. And it's not only their livelihoods, it's their lives. There are people whose homes have been destroyed. Now, I mean, we our home is actually over our business. We had people who were trapped in our shop yesterday. We brought them up. We gave them showers. There's towels all over my floor. There's clothing belonging to people I don't know. There's, you know, I threw together a big, well, my husband, to be fair to him, threw together a big pot of pasta. And we fed them all, and we waited for the civil defence to come and collect them in boats. And you know, the last of them left here about maybe 7 at night, and we had no electricity at that point. It had gone, and we were in the dark. And eventually, myself and my daughter decided we were going to leave as well. And my husband, I suppose, the emotional attachment of his home and his business that his father has built over many years, he decided to stay at the property. But we decided to bunk out in my sister's. Okay. She came to collect us, and we had to wade. At that point, we waded through it ourselves.
Right, Susan. I have Donna Hennessy here as well on the line. You own a wedding accessory shop, Donna. Isn't that right?
Hi, Claire. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And tell me about the damage.
Well, I've actually not been into the shop since before the damage, because I couldn't get in, because I live a good half hour's drive away. So even trying to get into Middleton was impossible yesterday. So I know I've been sent kind of little videos from other businesses in the town, in the main street. Now, next door to me, I know they were knee high in dirty water, and the water's filthy. Like, I would imagine it's coming up through the drains and full of sewage and... You know, I'm just dreading going in there today. I'm actually going in there after this phone call.
Mm-hmm. But you're fearful now that practically everything in your shop might be destroyed.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a relatively small shop, and there's a fire exit at the back. Now, I got a call from the lady upstairs who has an accountant's office, and she was sitting on the step, and she was saying she was waiting for somebody to collect her. She actually told me the water was rising during the short phone call that we had. And basically, it was coming in through the back exit, which is the fire exit. It was coming from the back, it was coming from the front. And I just know that when I go in there, it's going to... I don't think anything's actually floating. I'm not nowhere near as bad as businesses further down the town near the river. But it's never come up this far. I mean, I've been there in that business now since 2011, for 12 years. And it's never been this bad. I mean, I was a bit complacent about it, to be honest, because I know it never reaches further up the town, and certainly never, you know, to this depth. But when I got into the car, and I was like, you know, and my daughter said to me, because she works in Little Island, she was saying to me, you know, what were you thinking going out in that? I just didn't realise how bad it had got.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I turned back. There was lots of kind of traffic and things on the road, but no cars. And I thought, well, I'm going to get stuck in the water here, so I'll turn back. But basically, you know, the business itself, it's, you know, most of the stuff is in kind of plastic storage on the floor. But there are cupboards with, you know, stock. I've got cashmeres, I've got silk, I've got leather handbags. They're all going to be destroyed. They're all going to be destroyed with the water.
Yeah. And, I mean, can you put a figure? Can you put a figure on that? Or is it that difficult to do before you see it?
Well, I just got a new delivery of autumn-winter stock.
Oh, no.
Literally 2 days before. So I'd say at least, you know, at least €10,000 worth of stock. And then there's the electrics. I mean, I've got an electric shutter, so I don't even know how I'm going to get into the shop. The electrics are obviously all off. Just the whole logistics of it, you know, the whole thing of just, you know, getting back to normal. It's just not a simple thing.
Well, Susan, that's what's going to be facing everybody, the logistics of this. You've been through it before, as you explained, back in 2015. How long is this going to take to get businesses like Donna's back up to close to where they were before this happened yesterday?
Well, I suppose, Claire, it really does depend on the business. I mean, we had a gentleman over from Mona Kerr Pharmacy across the road from us there this morning, and they are hoping to be up and running later on today, because they need to be up and running, you know. I'm actually standing, you know, looking out at the devastation on the main street now. I mean, the flood has abated. There are cars driving up and down the street. It's full of people, but there every single property has debris outside. You know, office desks and chairs and cupboards and just debris from, you know, stock, damaged stock boxes. And it's just, you know, it's just an unbelievable sight. And it's far, far worse. So I would say that some businesses will take longer. You know, it really will depend on how badly their stock is affected, whether they had floodgates, whether they took mitigating measures. It's too early to tell.
Okay,
but certainly not all businesses will be ready for business anytime soon. Some of them will.
It sounds like there's a long road ahead for plenty of people there. Susan, we wish you well in the coming days and weeks, more likely. And the same to you, Donna. And thank you both for speaking to us this morning. Now, coming up next on the programme, we'll have the latest from the Middle East and that deal to restart humanitarian aid to Gaza.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.